because I'm in this 240 expecting us to just start like.
I feel like that sounds weird, but I shoot my business shot all the time.
Do it, yeah.
I usually electronically, so I always DM people on
Twitter. Drill out the welds and re-weld it in. Oh. On those, I know you can bolt it in.
There's two things that you need to own if you want wealth. It's business.
I get more of a thrill when the back end kicks out and I'm able to catch it and save it.
How are we going to do this podcast, G?
Yo, welcome back from Porches to Porsches podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Noah the Creator, a.k.a. I'm Not Sorry, Charlie. And who is you, my lovely brother?
Dude, this big Mish Mish Creates. How is y'all doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. I said y'all like it was more than more people than just you and me here.
Oh, well.
We're talking to the audience.
We'll do like a 5-second silence. Right. How are y'all doing today?
Yeah, how are you?
Damn, that sucks.
Yeah, that does suck, man. Hopefully that gets better for you. Well, shit, dude. It's a beautiful Monday.
A very beautiful Monday. It was actually real nice weather today, too.
It was.
It wasn't too bad.
It was. We're coming back off of a little mini hiatus, yeah, me and Gio.
Yeah.
We have not recorded like 2 weeks, probably.
Since the last time we did...
I'm saying just you and me, because we recorded, we posted with Mikey, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
But that was just a post, it wasn't recorded. Anyways, we haven't recorded in like
I don't know, all I know is that Charlie was mad, and you know what, Charlie, you can suck my butt.
Yeah.
Actually, don't, because he probably would. he's at the right height. I'm just kidding, Charlie, I love goodness. You, bro.
Wow, dude, ripping on Charles, man. You can't rip on Chuck Rowe. Chuckaroo, man.
Chuckarooney.
Yeah, dude, he'll beat your ass.
Dude, he's that's a fucking his national name. Chuckarooney. Macaroni, Chuckarooney, Chuck. Ooh.
Like a Dunkaroo? Like a Chunkaroo? A Chuckaroo.
I'm just saying because he's Italian. Macaroni's like part Italian food.
Ah, gotcha. Gotcha.
Chuckarooney, bro.
Chuckaroni. I dig it.
I don't know. I'm just rambling at this point.
Well, you're having a good Monday evening. Topo Chico, dude, these things are fire.
Dude, they are very good. I'm not mad at it. Only 2 grams of sugar,
bro.
What's up,
bro?
Dude, gluten free. You know me, baby. Thank you. I appreciate you.
I don't even want to beat around the bush on this podcast, dude. on this episode, I want to get straight to it.
So you want to beat in the bush?
Yeah.
That's usually where babies come from. You better watch yourself.
Dog, your CRX handles amazing. Feels amazing. That shit is fucking raw, bro.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness, man. It's one thing looking at it to me is like amazing, because it's like it's so perfect, because it's exactly what, like, to me a Honda should be. It should look like shit. It should look like exterior wise.
Yeah.
Like it should look like an old dude pulls up next to you and he has no idea that he's about to get walked. And your car is exactly that, and on the inside it's fucking beautiful. Like I said, fucking GT3 RS-esque, which I didn't even know was fucking possible in a CRX, but
yeah,
bro, beautiful job. It drives so nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm glad you drove it, man. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I love it.
Yeah, man. I'm glad you love it, bro. I'm very proud of it now.
Yeah.
Like seeing how it is and how it actually drives and feels. I am very proud of it, man.
Yeah, man. I'm proud of you, dude. That's been, what, 2-3 years?
Three?
Holy shit.
It's been three, man.
And yeah. Even longer if you talk about, you know, like thinking about it and planning about it and all that.
Thinking about it, planning about it. It was forever, dude, because I've always wanted a CRX ever since my uncle had one.
Yeah.
His black one, because he's had like 4 other ones. He's had like a white one, a red one. He's had an SI. I think he's had a white SI.
Bro.
And a red SI at one point.
After you get it dialed in, you should have him drive it just to see what he says compared to what he used to drive.
Nah, fuck him, dude. I'm going to do what he did to me. Change the spark plugs in it. And start it. That's it.
That's it. Damn, bro, he didn't let you drive at all?
Nah, he never let me drive it,
wow,
man.
Wow. Were you old enough at least?
No, I was definitely too little. I don't think I would have reached the pedals, to be honest.
Well, that makes sense.
But fuck him. I'm going to do it to him anyways.
Yeah, dude, I don't think I ever drove the Integra.
Yeah.
I always wanted to.
Yeah, no, I never did. I, like I said, I was able to start it. that was about it. You know, if he did, like, if he worked on it, he'd have me just throw plugs in it and, like, take the air filter off because he had a cold air on it. So I'd just pull that off and just kind of, like, shake it off and then throw it back on for him.
That's cool.
While he did, like, brakes and
makes
shit.
Makes you
on
feel
it.
Important.
Yeah, right?
Hell yeah.
It's like you want to give a kid something to do for an hour, tell him to change the air filter and the spark plugs in the car while you do brakes or whatever else on it, you know?
Yeah.
You feel so important when you're done. And then you could even just, like, he did it to me where it was just like, yeah, pull the spark plugs out. And he'd take a quick glance at it and then be like, all right, put it back in. He wouldn't even replace them. He'd just like, all right, just throw them back in.
just for you to learn, bro.
Yeah, but it just made me feel like, oh, dude, I'm over here. That's I feel awesome. Like Vin Diesel, you know, in the garage scene where I'm just like half shirtless, just working on that charger, whatever the fuck it was. You know, that was me, man. I felt like that. I just missing Michelle Rodriguez or whatever her name was, just to, like, Mac on her. But
bro, that was a hot scene, not going to lie.
Dude, Michelle Rodriguez used to be my crush, bro.
Yeah.
Used to crush on her hard.
Yeah, back in the day, I thought she was super fine.
Yeah.
In all the Fast movies.
Yeah.
I always thought she was kind of weird in the first one, though. Like, she was hot, but she was, like, I didn't like her.
Tomboyish.
Like,
tomboyish.
I don't know.
Yeah, because she was just like, like aggressive. Yeah, like she'd check ass, you dude. And look at you like, what's up, bro? Like, you'd be like, I know. Excuse me.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Nah, that's how I felt like she looked. She seemed like in the movies.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I guess she really is kind of tomboyish, though, is what I heard.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, she looks like the type, obviously.
Yeah. I don't know.
Bro, whatever happened to her in the movie, she died, right? She died and she came back or something?
I don't know, man. All these people die and come back all the time.
Is there, like, ghosts? You think there's ghosts now in Fast and Furious?
There probably will be once they do, like, Fast and Furious, like, 420.
Bro, they're going to be, like, in Rolls Royce. Oh, dude, all the ghosts are going to be in Rolls Royce Phantoms. That's going to be super dope, dude. Fuck yeah.
Ah, man, dude. Those movies are
Vin
ridiculous.
Diesel's going to come out in a fucking quadruple turbo fucking hearse. Bro, fire.
With a diesel in it?
Yeah. Quadruple turbo Cummins. Bro, so fire. I'm just saying, dude. I watch it just because of that.
Just because of that?
Yeah, bro. They've done tanks and shit.
Bro, I'm waiting for, like, Fast and Furious to eventually turn into, like, all the, like, cast, the people in it, like, they, like, transform into a fucking car. Like, I'm waiting for, like, Vin Diesel to, like, run down a mountain and be like, oh, Transformers, and then he, like, fucking transforms into, like, a fucking, like, Ford Raptor and just bombs it down this hill, you know? And then, like, I don't know who else is in it. Ludacris turns into a fucking, like, McLaren, you know, just to get away from the
cops. Only way to beat these super thieves is to combine our DNA with the cars that we like.
Yeah, you know. Or, like, you know, they just turn to jet planes out of nowhere. Like, what is his name? Jason Statham or Momoa or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
Turn to a fucking, like, jet plane, just starts bombing dudes, bro. Like, I don't know. I'm waiting for that shit to happen. And the next thing you know is, like, Transformers.
Bro, you know what I want to watch?
Huh?
I want to see a fucking spinoff of Hector, bro. I guarantee you that shit would sell like a motherfucker, bro. People would watch. You know how many Mexicans love Civics?
Yeah.
I'm dead serious, bro. The Honda culture is like, there's so many Mexicans and like Brown Pride and like.
Yeah, it's all Latino,
bro,
dude.
Like, dude, if they made a spinoff of Hector and his crew and like they're like Hondas and like street racing and nobody, kept it about street racing, bro, that shit would sell.
And nobody knows about his crew, so they could just keep adding motherfuckers in it.
Exactly,
dude.
Like, bro. Like, put him in, kill him off, put him in, kill him off. Unless,
you know?
Like, do it for real, though. Not, like, fucking, like, turning into Jedi fucking
Hector,
fights.
Hector walking out of the shop and be like, these clowns want to charge me 10 G's to swap this motor. I got a Puerto Rican cousin that'll do it for 50 bucks. Wepa, you know? And then, like, walk out.
The next fucking sequel, he never makes it to the race. Yeah, my cousin,
My cousin died. He crushed himself by swapping his engine out. Trans fell on his face.
He did not have jack stands.
Them Harbor Freight jack
stands. Harbor Freight. Harbor Freight was the real villain here. So Harbor Freight teamed up with Jason Stratham.
Right.
The fuck?
Oh, they sponsored him. He turns into a fucking jet, and it's like Harbor Freight on the side.
Oh, that's amazing.
I'm waiting for that to happen, bro. I'm telling you, it's a real possibility that that's going to happen. It's only getting to that point, bro. Them shits are so fucking crazy and, like, wild.
Yeah.
At this point, I don't doubt that they time travel and fight fucking dragons in medieval times and shit. Like,
dude, Jesus, now that you say that, don't remind them that time travel is a fucking concept, dude. Jesus.
Bro, I'm sure they know. I'm sure they know, dude.
Nah, dude.
They're going to time travel back so far, they're going to come up to, like, the Stone Island or whatever, and it's going to be the Rock literally being a rock.
The Rock evolving himself
back into,
through photosynthesis into the Rock. Motherfucking
Geodude and shit.
He's just like a little fucking tiny pebble, dude. He turns into a Dwayne Johnson.
If you water on the, if you water this pebble, you get a Dwayne Johnson.
I'd buy that pebble, dude. You know how handy it would be to fucking have Dwayne Johnson's just hanging? That like, would... bro, any friend that asks you to move, yo, Dwayne, you got like all day? Because my homies need you. Yo, DJ, what you doing today?
Right.
My mom needs some shit moved.
Actually, that wouldn't be a bad idea.
We're going to the city. Could you carry our fucking cooler? Dude. Just have a Dwayne Johnson kit, like, following you around everywhere. That'd be dope.
Dude, that'd be awesome.
Say for $5,000 they sold them right now. It was just like... it was clearly a robot. Like, it didn't look realistic at all, but it was like a robot that was very stable, and basically you could make it do whatever you want it to do. For $5,000, would you invest in that?
No, man, because that's how you fucking kill people.
True. But, I mean, think about it, bro. You could have, like, two little robots, little mechanic friends, you know? You'd be like, hey, robot, I don't feel like getting the fucking...
Bro, I already got a bitch boy. I'm good.
You bogus. Fucking put him out of business, man. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, man. I'm over here supporting the economy, dog. Yeah.
I'm over here supporting the economy, dog.
My homie just spent $500 on fireworks the other day, bro. We're good. He's recirculating his money into the economy.
I'm glad to see he's investing wisely in his youth.
He's 18, man. What do you expect?
He could have at least spent it on Dogecoin. Oh, there we go. I mentioned crypto. I'm sorry, Joe. Right, well, I'm sorry.
Welcome back to Mishka's Corner, Crypto Corner. Mishka's Cryptic of Doom, you know? Yes. Tales from the Crypt.
And we just lost 3 subscribers.
Yep.
I'm sorry, guys. I have a problem. It's consumed my life recently. I'll be honest with you. Oh, man.
Oh, shit. Nah, man. That robot shit would be fucked, though, man. If you think about it, 5Gs, you end up with a robot that will do whatever you want it to do.
Bro, there's a lot of fucked up people. Oh, my God. Dude, speaking of fucked up people.
What happened?
Oh, my God, dude. the most aggressive way for somebody to ask for something. All right, so I was at Walgreens yesterday, and this dude walks in. This big-ass black dude, like, swole, dude, like big. Like, got, like, a white beard. Like, he just looks like a scary dude. And he just, like, walks in, and he's, like, the cashier says, like, hi, like, good morning or whatever. And he's, like, hi. And he, like, walks by, and he, like, as he, like, walks by, he, like, stops. He looks at the cashier, and he's, like, hey, what aisle's y'all Vaseline on? And I was, I was like, bro, that was the most aggressive way. Like, he said it like threatening, dude.
Hey,
I was like, time out. I was like, time out. Hold on. Maybe we should ask this guy what he needs Vaseline for.
Yeah.
So aggressively.
We need to call the cops.
Dude, but I'm telling you, he said it so aggressively. Like, damn. Like, bro, somebody better give him that fucking Vaseline, dude. Like, for real. I don't know what he needs it for.
Yeah, man.
But he needs that shit. Real,
you know what? Just take it. Walk out of here. Yeah. You don't got to pay for it.
You don't even got to pay.
I got you, bro. You in the back, scared as fuck. You don't even know him. I got you, bro. I'll pay for it. Yo, put that shit on my tab when I get up there.
Oh man, yeah, bro. I've never seen someone ask for Vaseline so aggressively. It was pretty intense. I don't know why I just thought of that, but I just thought.
Yeah, I got a little aggressive with the waitress on Friday night.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she came up, cause like, bro, she kind of sucked, right? Mm-hmm. Cause like, pretty much like we all ate. And then, like, she gave us our checks, and it was still early. It's like, yo, man, like, we're trying to still drink here. Like, what the fuck
is up? That was kind of weird.
You know, like, she wouldn't come back around. And then she came back around. She's like, you guys want anything, everything all good? And I'm like, no. I told her just like that. I'm like, no. I'm like, we want to order some drinks. I'm like, we've just been sitting here waiting for you to come back for us to get drinks.
Damn.
And then she was like, oh, okay. She probably took our orders. I was just fed up, dude. I was like, what do you want? I was just telling everybody what they want. I was like, you're almost done with that. Just get another one, you know? And I'm like, three Irish car bombs.
Yes.
Bro.
Oh, yes.
I smacked 12.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm so proud. I'm more proud of you now than with the CRX, dude.
I smacked 12, bro.
Bro, the fact that you can take down a dozen... Bro, you should have done a baker's dozen, bro. Dude, the fact that you can take down a dozen fucking
you wouldn't
Irish
be thinking
carbons.
About baker's dozen, bro, you fat fuck.
I'm just saying, bro. They're nice. They give you that extra one, you know? They give you 13 donuts instead of 12.
I was going to try going for 13, but I just... Yeah, it wasn't looking... it didn't seem... Because I fucked up. I ended up mixing at the end.
No, that's not a good idea.
I didn't puke, though. I was good.
That's good.
I was good. I didn't puke, though. I was way fucking lit, though.
Or did you puke later?
No, not at all. Not nice. At all. I held everything in. I was good.
Nice, man.
Yeah, I was just way too fucking lit. I noticed it at the point where, like, we were pulling up to fucking Blackjack.
Oh, man.
Yeah, once we're in the parking lot of Blackjack's, I'm like, I am fucking lit.
Dude, the fact that you actually went to Blackjack's to me tells me that you're lit because I feel like you're never like sober, like, yeah, let's fucking go to Blackjack's.
No, I'm not. I don't really care for strip clubs, to be honest.
I know. That's why I was like, bro, like, I can't believe they actually went. Like,
Like, I was just at that point where
I was like, fuck it, bro.
Like, bro, let's go.
You cannot put Dre and Charlie in the same room and expect to not go to a strip club.
True.
That's an issue, bro.
Definitely Dre. As soon as you say titties in my face, Dre's like, let's go. Like a kid hyped his fuck off of Fortnite.
True. And Charlie's just... Automatically, he's just opted into all activities.
Yeah,
I think down for everything.
I think Charlie's just like a magnet to ratchetivity.
Bro, I still think that's hilarious that you guys went to. I did not expect you guys to go out there.
I wasn't planning on it, but then I was like, fuck it, man.
Oh, that's
it's
so funny
because Annabelle, Vanilla, and Bella gave me money for my birthday. Like, they gave me like $60.
Oh, so they bought you a left.
Damn. That's what I told her. I texted her the next day. I was like, thanks for coming out. Like, I appreciate it, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, she's like, yeah, I heard that you guys went to a strip club. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, technically, the money Bella gave me, she bought me my first lap dance. So the baby girl bought me my lap dance there, bro.
That's so amazing.
Nah, man. Dre bought me the lap dance, though.
Dude, that's...
That shit was wild, bro.
That's funny as shit, man.
That shit was wild.
Yeah, I can't imagine, man. Fucking... I've been there once, bro. It was not a pretty sight. And I was just like, all right, I really don't want to come back here again ever.
I'll be honest, though. This last time I went was definitely better than the first time I went. Because this is like my second time there.
Mm.
My first time there was like on a weird day. It was like on a Wednesday or Thursday. I was with Leo and Jeff. And we were just like random as fuck too. We were just drinking like downtown Elgin, Connecticut. And then next thing you know, just like, oh, let's fucking go. And I was like, all right, let's go. We went and it was just like, yeah, this is kind of busted.
Yeah. Also, I think it'd be less awkward if they actually served like alcoholic drinks.
Yeah.
The fact that they don't serve any drinks, I feel like that just makes it like extra weird.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Actually, Charlie grabs a non-alcoholic beer.
Yeah,
he's like sipping on it. Like, it was some weird brand. He's like, it's actually not terrible.
O'Doul's?
No, it wasn't O'Doul's. It was something else. He's like, it's not terrible. I'm just like, oh, all right. And I was just like, there's a whole bottle of Crown in my car. I'm going to go grab it. Go out there and start fucking swigging. But they had no re-entry, man. That was some fucked shit, dude. So it's like, if you step out, you got to pay to get back in again. It's just like, we ain't paying to come back in.
Well,
once I'm out, I'm out.
Bro, why sell drinks if you could just pay admission to your car to drink and then come back? You know, then you don't have to hold a liquor license.
Exactly.
You just charge admission every time.
Well, tell everybody, park in the back, they're going to drink in the car.
Yeah.
Bro, strip clubs are so weird, though, man.
They are. It's a weird concept to me.
Like, I got up, and Erica's like, give me a bottle of water. I'm like, all right. So I got up, and I went to get her a bottle of water. And as I'm at the bar, some fucking chick busted. Like, ugh. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't know how they let you in on this Friday night. Holy shit. You know? But I'm sorry, that was rude.
Wow. She probably listened to this.
Sorry.
That's our 2% female population, bro.
Yeah. Probably. But dude, it's so fucking weird, bro. Like, she comes up to me. She, like, starts rubbing the back of my neck. And I'm just like, okay. She's like, what's up? Like,
I'd immediately be like, did you wash your hands?
I was just, dude, you're at a strip club, man. Hygiene's out the fucking door.
Yeah, dude. Oh, man. I just realized, I don't know. I'm kind of a germaphobic, dude. I don't know, man. That's just, it's a lot of people touching each other.
It is. It really is. But yeah, she just like rubs the back of my neck, and then she's like, how you doing? I'm like, I'm all right. She's just like, like, that's all I said. I was like, I'm all right.
I'm all right.
And then she's just like, she's like, she goes, what do you do for fun? I'm like, everything.
Oh my God.
Like, I was just trying to make it like weird for her to like leave me alone, like everything. Yeah. And then she's like, no, what do you do for fun? Like, and then I'm just like, I don't know, like, I do everything, like, and then she goes, do you eat pussy? And I'm just like, yes, but like, no. Like, what? Like, what? I was just confused.
Dude, what the fuck?
I was just fucking lit. So I became an asshole. and I went, I'm like, and then she's like, oh, let's go for a dance then if you eat pussy. And I'm just like, my wife's sitting over there. You can ask her. I'm like, point at Erica. That night she was my wife. I told every stripper that's my wife. So I'm like, my wife's sitting over there. She's like, oh, does she eat pussy? I'm like, find out. And then.
Oh, my God. No. Oh,
bro,
fuck.
She walked over there, started talking to Erica and shit. And Erica's just like, no. She walked away, never came back. I was like, yes, good. She got rid of her. And I sat down. She's like, what the fuck was that about?
Oh, that's so funny.
I was just like, I was trying to set you up. And she's like, set me up with someone hot.
That's funny as shit,
dude. This shit was hilarious,
dude,
bro.
I can just picture Erica, like, and how awkwardly she would say no. Like, no.
She's literally like, no.
Oh, that's so funny, dude. That's also such a fucking weird conversation. I don't care what. Like, I feel like unless you're, like, doing porn.
Yeah,
or you're at a sex party. If
yeah,
that's
like, yeah, like. Do you eat pussy? Yes. Okay, you may. All right, cool. Like, you know, like if you had like a sex party or some shit. But like, even at a strip club, it's kind of like, first of all, I ain't going back there with you.
Yeah.
And then second of all, I ain't eating pussy at a strip club. This is fucking weird, man. Like, what kind of fucking gig are you guys running here?
Oh, so, my God. Dude, that's so gross.
But
it's so disgusting.
Well, like I said, I mean, the fucking
But was
dance,
it fun? Was it cool?
It was cool, man. Like I said, the dance that Dre got me was a good dance. He literally ran after her. She walked by us. He goes, I'm getting you hair. And then Erica goes, Big Booty Judy. And then Dre's like, Big Booty Judy. And he gets up and runs after her. And he gets her a dance. And she comes up to me. She just grabs me and takes me back.
Damn, he didn't even let you choose? He chose for you?
Yeah.
Or is that who you would have chosen?
I mean, that's probably what it
was. He knows you, bro. He knows you.
He knows me. He knows me, bro.
Bro, he called me the next morning so proud. He was so proud of you. He was like, man, you should have seen Gio, man. He got the biggest booty in the club. I was like, damn, what?
I appreciate you, Dre. Thank
That's
you.
That's so funny, dude.
For knowing my taste. I appreciate you, Dre. Yeah, even Erica was like, yeah, she was fine. That's Erica hilarious. Even said, she's like, yeah, she was fine. She was a baddie.
That's hilarious, dude. Yeah, that's wild, bro. My girl would beat my ass.
It's fucking hilarious because I kept trying to tell Erica, like, I'll buy you a dance. Like, you know, I'll send you back there. Because it was her first time at a strip club. So I kept telling her, like, I'll send you back there, you know. Like, I'll get you a dance. I'm like, pick one out. like a piece of shit, pick one out. I'll buy her for you.
Like, she wasn't down?
Like a piece of meat. And she's just kind of like, no. Because she's just like, nah. And she even said it, too, like, the next morning. She's like, if I were to get a dance, it'd be from her. And I was just like, yeah. And then it's fucking... Okay, so I learned a lesson. Mm-hmm. Never tell your girl what the stripper did to you back there.
Oh. Oh, okay. Damn. All right, well, since you already told your girl,
yeah.
You want to tell the audience or... I'm just kidding. You don't have to.
Well, it was nothing weird. It was obviously just a fucking dance. Got titties fucking slapped in my face, you know? Like, yeah.
That's wild.
It was a dance. But it was just fucking hilarious because, like, she asked and then I told her and then she got fucking mad. And I'm like, you asked.
Like, I mean, what did you think is going to happen in a strip club?
No, we played goldfish for fucking 10 minutes.
We were playing chess.
Yeah. She fucking pwned my king on chess, yeah. You know, or whatever. Yeah, chess, right?
Oh my goodness, dude.
Oh yeah, that's dude. Funny. It was just fucking hilarious, dude. And then she's just like, yeah, she's over it. Yeah. She like thought about it after, because I even told her, what the fuck you asking me then?
I mean, I feel like that's kind of expected at a strip club.
Yeah, I mean, but then I told her, I'm like, if you would have just said yes to a dance, like, you would have found out, too. Yeah. Like, you know. I'm like, I bet you would have gotten a discount, too, because you're a girl.
Yeah, for real. They would have thrown it back extra hard.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, but yep. That's how that night ended. And then, yeah, I knew I was fucking way too lit when I walked in there. I'm like, holy shit, I can't believe I'm here. I'm fucking gone.
Damn.
And then we dropped off Dre. He gave me a big fucking bag of cookies. Gluten-free cookies at that, too, bro. Homie's looking out for me that night.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, I see you gluten-free, shawty.
Yeah, bro.
What's up?
That's going to be my fucking next tat. It's going to go across my stomach, bro. It's going to say gluten-free. GF life, bro. Nah, bro. Instead of thug life, GF just, life, bro. Gluten-free life.
You should just say, like, fuck gluten. Like, fuck, get a fuck cancer one, but like, fuck gluten.
Fuck gluten? Like, yeah. A big loaf of bread and just like, having like a middle finger at it?
Oh, dude, a loaf of bread on fire. Like, you're just burning it.
Bruh, fuck I just gluten. Thought about
do
that
it,
too.
Do it.
Just
do it. Do
oh,
it.
Shit.
Yes, I support it.
I might have to.
I support it 100%, dude.
I might have to.
I should be so raw.
Bro, imagine like. Imagine like once I have a kid and the kid's like, why is there a loaf of bread on fire on your arm, dad? And I'm just gonna be like, shut the fuck up. Like, you don't need to know this.
You ever notice I don't drink beer, son?
Right? I'm smacking Trulies. I feel like 2 Chainz over here. True. Bro, that's one thing I'm worried about.
What?
Explaining my fucking Pokeball tattoo to my child at one point.
Nah, man, I'm not. I don't give a fuck, bro. I'm gonna be like, what? Your dad is fucking rare as fuck, like a Pokemon. What you mean? Why wouldn't I have it?
Yeah, true.
Bro, what? I will correct my kid real quick.
I totally forgot that Erica's family knows all about it.
Oh, that's funny.
Like, her, all her cousins and shit know about it.
Yeah.
I remember just...
My family knows about it.
Remember you came over to her cousin's house on the 4th of July?
Yeah.
And we're all just like playing beer pong and shit?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I started playing beer pong, got a little too into beer pong, and that's my distraction go-to move.
Oh, just to no.
Whip it out and just fucking... I fucked her up though, bro. Her cousin got all discombobbled and shit. And I turned around, just Kobe that shit in and just sunk it, bro. It was a night. And then ever since that, she always says, she's like, I got to have another July 4th party, 4th of July party, just so I can see the pokeball.
That's funny, dude. That was a good time at that house, man.
That was a good time, man. Her cousins are good people, man.
Bro, they had like a whole fucking, I feel like it was like a whole beer pong.
Like tournament.
Like league, bro. Like that was wild.
Dude, her family knows how to fucking party, man. They know how to throw down.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, man. They're a good time, man. They always got good food. They always got good music. And they always know how to like host a party, man, or get together.
Mm.
Yeah, man. Shit was fun.
Well, shit, dude. bro, I've been fucking building websites like a motherfucker recently.
Have you?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Not like a motherfucker, but I built two websites recently. Well, yours.
I was going to say, dude. Fucking amazing.
You like it?
It looks so good.
Fuck yeah, dude.
My pop checked it out, and they both love it.
I'm glad.
My dad says, he's like, honestly, the first one I didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I just didn't like it. It looked cheap. And then he said, this one looks so good. I'm just like, fuck
it. It did, man. And before, I didn't really know how to build like I do now. Like, it's just like, because I'm using different software. I'm also using knowledge and stuff that I've acquired over the years, you know, from when I first built that website. But no, dude, I'm super happy with that, with how that came out. And that honestly didn't take me a whole lot. It probably total, it probably took me like about 20 hours.
Yeah.
But that's not at all. Like before, dude, it used to take me so much longer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I'm getting faster. So, what I'm excited about is just kind of making other websites. Like, I made my actual design website, so Mura Digital.
Mm-hmm.
I made that one, and that's just so I can get more web design clients. I'm working on the homie Hot Chocolate John's.
Mm-hmm.
Our website, which is Alpha Houseworks.
Alpha Houseworks?
Yeah, dude.
That's dope.
Yep, it's going to be a fucking...
I like that name more than what they had. It was like Santo Juan Pedro de la Cruz.
Their URL is like 48 letters long.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That Alpha, that sounds really nice. I like that.
But yeah, he's doing that, so I'm working on that now. I've got another website, two other websites... Three other websites that I got to do.
Oh, shit.
two of them are my own projects, but,
okay. But
yeah. But yeah, those are like back burner ones. I definitely got to do John's here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That one's my top priority right now. So, yeah, man, I'm excited to see how that one comes out. And then after that, I'm going to start pitching it to like a lot more people. So if you know anybody or if anybody listening wants a website, hit me up.
Yeah, most definitely, dude. I got you.
Slide through the DM.
Yeah, you know I got you, man. If anybody I know that's looking for a website, I'll definitely point them your way.
Yeah, because I'm doing it legit now and I'm doing it under my business name and I'm doing like a yearly hosting and stuff too, like firewall security, and I'm like offering different levels of stuff. So I'm hoping... Low-key, I need to have a few conversations with a few people in my work, in my day job, but I want to ask them if it would be a conflict of interest at all if I worked for some of my clients. Because if so, then I could be charging a book ton for websites.
Oh, shit. True.
Because if I... Yeah. So...
True.
So I got to have a few conversations about that. But we'll see.
Damn, bro. Yeah, shit, man. Get the bag, bro. Yeah. Shit, that's awesome, man. Yeah. I'm fucking excited for you.
Yeah, we'll see, man.
Yeah, like I said, our website came out amazing, man. I love it. The way it looks, everything you added to it, like, mm-hmm. It looks so good. Yeah, I'm really happy with it. I like the little, like, wall of fame on there. Like,
dude, I love that part. Yeah, dude, I love that part.
There's just way too many white 9th-gen SIs in there, motherfucker.
How many is there?
There's, like, 3.
Is there really?
Yeah. It's like you got you got one picture of Tiana, but you got your car like in front of it.
Yeah. Well, I think I was looking for pictures of Tiana and I couldn't find any.
Yeah. Nah, that's all good, man.
But what I do like about the Hall of Fame or the Wall of Fame,
I love the photo on the back, dude.
Is that it's random every time.
Oh, it's random every time. Yeah, okay.
So it's never in the same order. It just pops up randomly.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, dude, I'm super happy with how this came out.
Hell yeah, dude.
I'm really hoping people see this website and they're like, "That's dope, yeah, I got man. this recent one that I put up." Yeah. Bro, Edgar put up that picture of his Mazda, dude, with the new wheels. And I was like, I screenshotted it. I was like, yep, nope, there's no way this is not going on the website.
Bro, you know where those wheels are from, right?
Yeah, yeah,
dude. They look so good on his car,
They
bro.
Look really fucking good on that car,
I was
dude.
Like...
I'm surprised.
We were joking about it. I was like, you want to slap these on and see what it looks like? And he's like... Oh, nah, man, like, I don't know. And I'm just like, let's throw him out. Let's just see what it looks like. And we threw also, him out, and he was so stoked about
did
it.
Did you adjust the height at all?
Yeah, we fucking lowered it.
I was going to say, bro, that stance that it's on is, like, perfect.
Yeah.
Jesus, fuck.
Yeah, and that's the thing he wanted to do. He wanted to go lower, so we went lower.
Tight. Oh, I need to get an updated picture of Ross's bro.
Looks so good.
It looks so good.
He stopped Shout by out to Ross. Today.
Did it really?
Yeah, it's on my it's on the shop Insta story. Oh, bro, man. You could hear him. He aired out as he pulled into the shop because he just rolled right into the shop. He scraped into the shop.
That's amazing.
And then as he pulled out, he scraped out again. So if you listen to the video I posted on IG,
yeah,
you could hear him like as he's backing out. You could hear him at one point scraping.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, he's going to bring it back. We're going to put some new tires in the rear, and then I'm going to weld in some blast pipes for him.
Yo, that's what's up. Yeah. Bro, that car is so sick.
Yeah, dude. He's so stoked about it. Bro, it looks better in person, dude.
Low key, Ross, I'm not sure if you're listening or not, but I would love you forever if your blast pipes were heart-shaped. I'm just saying.
He thought
that,
about it at one
I'm
point.
I'm just saying that does something to me, and I will lick your car literally. So if you want someone to lick your car,
the first time.
won't be the first time I lick somebody's car. But if you want your car licked by Mishka Creates, do heart-shaped exhaust pipes. I'll fucking do it, Ross.
I'll fucking do it. No one's going to stop. Oh, shit. Yeah, man. That thing looks good, man.
Yeah,
that shit. That thing just parked looks so hard.
Dumbfire.
Yeah.
Dude, also
makes me want to build like a bag, like something.
Also, oh, actually, no, never mind. I was gonna shout somebody out, but we'll do it on Friday when Jigs is here. Okay. That would be more proper. That would be more proper.
Okay.
I'll
write it down so we don't forget, because you know how well you know our mind works.
So we'll need to remember to write it down, which we won't remember to write it down. So
no,
just pretend this conversation never happened.
If it don't involve pizza rolls, I'm gonna fuck, quite frankly.
Also, I'm gonna set a reminder for that the podcast is this Friday again. Bro, I actually have it on my work calendar now, so there's no way I can't miss it now.
Okay, okay.
Like there's no way I can fucking miss that shit. So
alright.
So bro, I'm so salty at myself from last time, bro.
It's all right, man. That happens. Yeah. Whatever, bro.
Yeah. It was weird listening to a podcast.
Without you in it?
Yeah. I was like, man, I should be there, bro. Like,
you were just like,
I could be defending myself, man. Yeah. What kind of porn are they downloading? Because Jigs is into some weird shit, man.
Dude, we literally thought like about opening up like Pornhub and putting something weird on it and just shutting the laptop.
Oh, dude,
and then when you
so
get
funny.
It back and you open it up, it'll just
dude,
have some weird
be,
shit.
That'd be so fucking funny, dude. I would have died laughing, honestly.
Yeah, I was just worried that like if we like contracted something on the laptop, you know, like
if we could get you make it sound like you took my laptop to like the fucking neighborhood fucking prostitute laptop, and they had laptop sex.
Yeah,
and you contracted fucking.
I plugged a dirty USB AIDS. In it.
Yeah, a dirty USB. God, dude, that's
so yeah. Funny. I don't know what to fucking call it, dude. I don't know. You know me. I stumble my way through everything.
That's so funny.
Yeah, man. So that's why we didn't do it. At first, we were like, yeah. And then we're like, no, let's not. Because I can't afford to buy this motherfucker a MacBook.
Bro, so I know we don't like talking about crypto very much.
All right, lay it on us.
All right. So, man, I've been consumed like the past couple days working on this. I'm at like 300 and something strains. But did I tell you about my idea? Have I talked about it on the podcast? My NFT idea. Basically, I don't give a fuck about talking about it on the podcast because I feel like we don't have that many listeners anyways. But I'm creating an NFT. And basically, you know how weed strains, I don't know if you know this, but like weed strains kind of all came from like 12 major or like 20 major weed strains.
Okay.
Like literally the and these weed strains are literally called like Hawaiian and like Indonesian and like Afghani and like just because they're found in the wild in those areas. And that's where you get all the different kinds of weeds from by taking those seeds, growing them and mixing them with other weeds from different regions. So from all those 12, you get all these literally hundreds, if not thousands, of fucking strains that we have today. So I'm creating an NFT for each of each strain, basically. And I'm making it so that you can buy one of the original strains or two of them, ideally two of them. and say you wait like 90 days or whatever it is. If you hold that strain in your wallet, you will get a new NFT of the next strain. Say you hold say you hold Pineapple OG and you hold Trainwreck, which creates Pineapple Express. If you hold both of those strains in your wallet for 90 days, you get the next token for free, which is Pineapple Express. And then from that one, you can take Pineapple Express, mix it with something else, and then make it into something else.
So like evolve that shit.
Exactly. But but it's very fucking detailed and time consuming, and I've been working on it for days, but I'm super fucking excited about it. And since it's on the blockchain, I called it Block Strains, which is super fucking dope. But yeah, dude, I'm super jacked about it. Masaki's probably going to say I'm an idiot for putting it on the podcast, but I'm hoping I have this shit launched in like the next week or two, because I just want to get this like live already, because I know, dude, blockstrain.com is taken. Blockstrain.io is taken. Blockstrains.com is taken. I have blockstrains.io, which I'm glad, because IO is like a lot of cryptocurrency companies use that domain name instead of like .com. They use .io. So I at least got that. I got the Instagram, the Twitter, the Facebook.
Oh shit.
The subreddit.
Damn.
But I know that there's other people thinking about the idea and working on it.
Oh yeah.
So if I get it out there first,
I could be really it could good. Dominate. Hell yeah.
And bro, and the way that I think about it is super fucking dope, dude, because I'm having all these legit strains all created, and like at some point it's gonna get to the point where we catch up to present day and the strains that are created today.
Yeah.
And then we take a new strain from today and another new strain from today that's not even created yet. And then what if we get it to the point where I allow, because I mean, at this point, I'm the one that's controlling everything. Yeah. I allow those people to name the new strains. And then what if the people in real life, when they make those, they're like, well, it's already on the block strain. Like that would entice people to make, to get to the point where you could get these strains and then mix them.
Yeah. And then they can,
but it's so many levels out, dude. And I'm thinking of doing it this way. The 12 strains or whatever, I'm going to make 420 copies of them each. And each hybrid, each evolution after that, there's a 50% chance that it will get smoked. It will get burned. Basically, when you make it into the next hybrid, you'll get the new hybrid, but there's a 50% chance that one that you use to make it will burn. It will get smoked.
I get that.
So it's like, that's shit. Clever as fuck. So if... it's going to be a lot harder to get there, and the original 12 strains never get smoked, so those are going to be really fucking, like, people are going to want to fight for those.
Yeah, but all the hybrid shit could get...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay. Exactly. So,
damn, that's sick.
I know. Dude, I'm that's so a jacked.
Wild idea. I like know. That.
I'm I'm so fucking jacked about it, dude. Like,
if anybody wants to make me this NFTs before he finishes them, because we all know how he doesn't finish shit.
Yep.
I'm paying hefty in Doge.
You pay a salary in Doge. But yeah, man, I'm fucking doing this. And,
Dude, that's sick though, man.
Yeah, dude, when I fucking put it out.
Well, get the shit done, motherfucker. Let's go.
I am. And when I put it out, I'm going to tell all the homies first. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Do it, man. Do it.
If y'all want to cop those NFTs, man, that'd be dope. But I'm going to fucking spam it everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm going to go crazy, dude. Because literally, bro, there's other people doing this
yeah.
with like other things that aren't as cool. It's literally just artwork and they're making pay.
Yeah, well, I was telling Ivan. Fuck. Ivan was telling me the other day about, like, you know, the things he's doing with all this stuff. How that's sick. And I was like, I just threw out the idea. I'm like, dude, you should just start doing NFTs with, like, Fast and Furious shit. Like, dumb yeah. shit. Like, Tuna really No Crust. Yeah. Or, like, Roads Closed Pizza Boy. Like, just stupid shit. Because, like, anybody that's, like, overly hyped about Fast and Furious shit is, like, overly hyped about Fast and Furious shit.
Mm.
Like, they're dumb hyped about it, so they'll pay whatever for it because it yeah. says, like, you know. I told them, like, do some shit like that. And, like, just do car shit because car shit, no matter what, sells. No matter what it is, yeah. car-related, it fucking sells. Yep. So I kept telling them, like, dude, just do random car shit. Like, watch, like, old Top Gear episodes and take some of, like, Jeremy's fucking quotes and just, like, make something funny out of it, you know?
Bro, literally, I guarantee you, if somebody came out with Initial D trading cards on the blockchain, somebody yeah. would fucking buy them.
Yeah, definitely.
Initial D or, like, something that's got, like, a ridiculous culture to it. That's why I picked weed, because,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bro, weed, definitely. The weed culture is crazy, bro. That. And there's a lot of rich potheads out there.
Yeah.
Especially nowadays.
Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah. Yeah, man. That's what I was telling them. Do something car-related. Like, yeah, like, it doesn't have to be, but car-related shit sells, man, no matter what.
Yep.
And again, old school Top Gear, like the British BBC style Top Gear,
mm-hmm.
you know, from Europe, like
Jeremy Clarkson or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, them, like Richard Hammond, and I forgot the other guy, Captain Slow, or whatever they call him.
Is that even the right person, Jeremy?
I think it's Jeremy Clarkson, okay. yeah. Okay.
I thought he might have been like a food guy.
Yeah. Sounds like he is. But, like, yeah, man, like, they have a huge following, you know, and people know mm-hmm. them and listen to them all the fucking time. So it's like if you just do, like, funny shit like that from them or, like, just real cool ones of them, like, I guarantee, like, I just don't know about trademark shit, you know. That's
yeah,
all.
Yeah.
Like, how does that work with trademark shit?
Yeah, I think I'm just finna find out. I mean, yeah. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, because I feel like the whole trademark shit, that's what makes it difficult. Because if you don't own it, technically, it's hard for you to be able to sell it. Because, like, yeah. you could technically not have to trademark something, or you don't have to worry about, like, copyright shit if you don't make money off of it, right? If you just do it or some shit, right?
Yeah, for personal use.
Yeah, right? That's the word.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see.
But if you're selling anything, yep.
Yeah, then you gotta. Damn, so how does that work?
No idea.
Fuck.
No idea. And I think that's why it's kind of murky right now. A lot of NFTs are just like random visuals and like GIFs or like stuff like that. You know what I think it could eventually be like? I mean, if it were. If they structured it correctly. Like people that sell or like companies, movie production companies, sell DVDs. They can sell them on the blockchain and whenever somebody watches it, like they can verify they have a legit DVD. You know what I mean? If they wanted to stop people from like pirating.
Yeah. Stuff.
I'm not sure how that would work or if it could work, but to me, it sounds like that's something that might be in like the future in like 10, 20 years. Stuff like that. I think it's going to be crazy for, like, tracking for, yeah, I don't know. This turned into a blockchain fucking episode. I'm sorry. Gio's like, God fucking damn it.
See, crypto's a hell of a drug, bro.
It is, dude.
Talking about crypto, then you start talking about NFTs.
It really is. Bro, let's have a serious conversation about cars real quick.
Yes.
I've been seriously thinking about selling my Civic.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. As much as I fucking love that car, dude. I don't know, man. So here's what I've been tossing around in my head. Selling the Civic, getting a 10th gen hatchback, just base model, making that the new daily, and then using the BMW as like a drift car, fun car. But then I know, here's the thing. I would for sure go to track days with the Civic, with the daily. It'd be a daily track car. But that's kind of dumb.
Why don't you, instead of having to spend more money, I mean, you're going to spend money regardless, but not as much. Why don't you sell the coilovers you got,
mm-hmm.
go see if they offer like a nice, good, like Bilstein H&R like kit mm-hmm. for the Civic.
Like I had already. Yeah, they do.
Yeah. You know, like for the Civic, make that thing a little bit more plush, you know, or do like a Bilstein mm-hmm. shock with like Swiss springs on it or something. Something like that, mm-hmm. where it still rides nice and comfy, but like it still handles pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And just daily the Civic. It's not like it's turboed. It's not like it's anything yeah. rowdy or crazy. It still gets pretty decent gas mileage.
Yeah, it's not bad. You know, it's like 24.
Maybe see if someone's down to trade you exhaust for it or something, you know?
Yeah.
Or pick up like an NVIDIA or something that's a little quieter and just daily that. That's still going to be your track rat and it still makes a good daily. Mm-hmm. Put the seats back in it, you know? Because if you go buy a 10th gen, like knowing you, you're not going to leave it alone.
Yeah, I'm not.
You're gonna, and especially it being turboed, you're going to be like, oh, well, let's throw this at it.
I might as well get 300 of the wheels.
Yeah,
I mean,
you know, you're going, oh, let's throw a fucking catless downpipe at it in a clutch, you know. Oh,
for sure, dude. That would for sure happen right away.
Exactly. And then that turns into not a daily.
See, that's
anymore.
The thing, bro. I could have a daily with 300 torque to the wheels, and it gets 30 miles again. Bro, my girl's Civic SI gets 30 miles again, and I'm so jealous, dude.
But it doesn't make 300 torque to the wheels. Yeah, it won't get that
true.
Once it
that's
gets
true.
Tuned.
That's true. It's going to go back down to like 24, 23, yeah. But still.
Nah, man. I say, well, I mean, you're going to do whatever you want. I mean, the Civic's nice. I really like your Civic a lot. Like, that's the only 9th gen that ever really truly catches my attention where I'm like, that's nice.
Yeah.
You know? But again, I mean, that you could easily keep that thing dailyable. Plus, you know, I guarantee you whatever Bilstein Swiss spring setup you come across with for it will probably keep it at the same height it's at. Because it's not even that low.
Fuck you. You're probably right. But that's amazing.
But... Bro, if you want to sit at that height, you may as well just save yourself a bunch of money. Yeah, just bought springs or kept your H&R springs that you used to have.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I would say do that route because it's a more budget-friendly route. You already know the car. You're familiar with it. You know what's up with it. You know, mm-hmm. what are you going to go – how much can you sell your 9th gen and then what kind of – condition tension can you pick up for that?
Yeah, exactly.
Without having to finance another 20 fucking G's for one. You know, like that's
the thing. Like the thing that's got me thinking about it is like the fact that used car sale or values are so high right now.
Oh my god, incredibly high.
Like just to sell it and like chill for like a year and then maybe buy like when they go back down in like another year, you know. Buy something then, but
here's the thing though, man. The possibility that could happen is that the price is staying up because people have already been buying shit when the prices are up.
Yeah,
that's still a possibility that could happen because
that's true.
If they're like, oh well, we're selling a $25,000 car for $30,000 and people are still buying it, why the fuck are we gonna drop our prices again,
bro?
You know, it's like taxes; they never go down; they always go up.
Bro, what if they're saying like this microchip fucking shortage is like the cause of all this, but like, what if it's just like crazy hyperinflation?
It could be.
Like everything is just going so up in price that
it very well
the could US be. Dollar is like diminishing in value.
Yeah.
It if that's what well it is, be. Then holy shit, man.
Yeah. I mean, like this past weekend, Erica picked up a new car.
Bro.
She got that 5 Series. And again, like, the price wasn't what we wanted. It was within our budget. But at the same time, it's like, I remember these things being a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
For like same condition, same everything, just yeah. being cheaper. But like, obviously right now we needed that car more than anything because her trans is doing some weird shit on the Lancer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Thanks, Mitsubishi. Jigs.
Jigs.
I'm blaming Jigs.
Thanks, Jigs and Hot Chocolate John.
And Reggie.
Reggie.
Tegan, too. I know you. I see you. Nah, but yeah, so I mean, I feel like, yeah, we kind of, I don't want to say we overpaid. I think we paid fairly for what the car is actually worth. Because, like, if I had that car and I wanted to sell it, I would get what we paid for it. That's what I would want in my head.
Okay.
You know, and again, it was still within our budget, but at the same time, it's just like, you so, always want a deal. You always want
yeah.
a deal. Like right now, it's like the same thing with the housing market. Right now, you want to sell what you got because it's mm-hmm. worth a fuck ton more than everything else.
Yeah.
But then once you do sell what you got.
You got to buy something.
You got to buy something. But in your case, you don't have to. You got the Beamer still.
Yeah, exactly.
So, that, see, it pays to have multiple yeah. cars. Everyone does. Thought you were an idiot does, because bro. You have 3 fucking cars. Yeah. No, you're smart. Because you see? Can fucking sacrifice a few to make some dollars and you're still good.
I just, you know, you got to outthink motherfuckers, bro.
Yeah, man. That small mentality thinking, bro. That's dangerous. But, yeah, man. I don't know. I think, you know. You're going to do whatever you want. I mean, I think a 10th-gen's cool, but like if you want to drive a 10th-gen, you could drive a girl's 10th-gen at yeah. any fucking point. Like, why are you yeah. going to hop into your 10th-gen and then, like, she's going to be like, all right, like, you know, let's take my car today. And you're going to hop in her car and be like, oh, yeah. You know, you're going to be like, oh, I'm yeah. in a 10th-gen again.
Bro, speaking of, we've been taking her car, like, everywhere. I haven't filled up my BMW in, like, 2 or 3 weeks, dude. That's the longest gas has ever lasted in that car.
That's awesome.
Like, I do not, like, it was literally parked in my driveway for, like, a week straight.
Yeah?
Bro, like, that's crazy.
Like, that's awesome. Yeah. Nah, man, I'd say, because, like, do you still own a Civic?
I am at, like, the last 1,500. Oh, that's why I'm just like,
dude, just fucking pay it off.
I know I can
just pay it off and just kind of like, again, just sell the coilovers you got, go yeah. buy yourself a nice fucking like strut and spring kit,
yeah,
and then just fucking buy some nice like all season tires for and just daily the shit out of it. That thing's clean.
Yeah, and that's why I kind of like thought of it, because I can just like pay it off like right now. But dude, I did the math, bro. It's like not even like $50 in interest that I'll save. Like, it's, I don't know.
Well, if you
like,
pay
I might
it off
as well
now.
Just fucking pay the payments. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, it's already the end of the fucking loan anyways.
Yeah. Like, $1,500, you should be able to easily just kind of throw the money at it and be like, all right, we're good still. Yeah. Like, you know, like, yeah, I mean, it ain't saving you shit, but at the end of the day, it's like, at least you're done. Yeah. There's no better feeling than getting the title to something, bro.
Yeah, I know. I got the one of the BMW.
Yeah, that's a good feeling to have.
Yeah, it is. It is for sure. Also, congrats to Homeboy.
Oh, Ryan?
Yeah.
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 Congrats to Ryan.
On the Evo.
Yeah.
She's a beaut.
Yup.
She's a beaut, and that title's a beaut.
Yeah. Well, I was hoping to see that thing running again, but apparently he wants to sell it.
No, man. That's so heartbreaking.
Apparently he wants to sell it.
So heartbreaking, but to be honest, he just looks like a muscle car guy.
He does. He really, just talking to him, the vibe he throws out there is just, yeah, he should be in some fucking like.
Ryan, I love you, but I swear to God, if you get a fucking SRT4, dude,
Dude, you wanted to buy that one that was hit the shop so bad. I was just like, no, you don't want this one. I mean,
people have soft spots for their certain cars, you know, but muscle cars are way cooler than those 34s.
No, dude, hell yeah.
Oh man, like I was telling you earlier today, man, that Malibu is my next project, bro. I don't want another project until I get that Malibu done.
Yeah, man, that Malibu needs some fucking justice.
It deserves it, dude. It's been in the family forever.
Yeah, man.
I want to make it legit. Hell yeah. Nice, be a fucking nice cruiser, dude. I want to smoke like mad blunts in it and not worry about overheating or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you gotta pull that engine out and, you know.
Yeah,
do a head on it, man. Like, you gotta that car needs some loving.
I want to LS swap it, dude.
Yeah,
that's what I want. That's what's gonna happen, G.
Bro, just buy like a 350 for it and just kind of go through it.
Good.
I think that's still cool, man.
It is still cool because it's period correct and all that.
Yeah, I think if you throw a 350 at it, like, obviously modernize it, like. Get rid of that fucking carb and throw a fucking, like, fuel injection kit at it.
Yeah, you just fucking hate carbs, bro.
I do. I fucking hate
it. Bro, you're like me and my diet, dog. Me and carbs don't get along. You and carbs on cars don't get along.
Exactly. Yeah, man. I said just do that, man. You don't got to sit there and fucking pump the fucking gas pedal to start it, bro. It just starts right up.
That's kind of part of the experience, though.
Nah, dude. The experience is gripping that fucking bus-sized steering wheel and maneuvering it through fucking...
Nah, bro. The carb experience is fucking smashing on the gas pedal, bro. Give it like a good 5 seconds and then you go, ooh, boy. That lag, bro. That lag is so fucking hot.
Yeah, when all the fucking fuel swishes to the back of the bowl and you're starving the fucking thing to gas. That's
prime technology, bro.
Fuck that, dude. Fuel inject, swap it. I know Austin probably ain't about it, but whatever, bro. You booty.
Shabooty.
But yeah, man. That Malibu needs some justice, though.
It does.
I want to see that thing rolling. I want to see that thing rolling.
You know what else is rolling? Me, bro. This fucking...
Rolling balls, bro? Like, what the fuck? You ain't fucking bring me anything?
No, I wish. No, damn. Bro, this fucking weight loss competition, bro. We got, what, 20 days left? If that. Oh. If that, dog. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How you doing?
I'm all
right. You weighed yourself?
Yeah, I'm mad because this past weekend I gained a bunch of weight.
Yeah, I'm starving myself for 10 days, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the only way I'm going to win this shit.
Yeah, like. I don't know if you heard me on Friday night, but I was just like, yeah, man, I'm like down like 216.
Yeah, you motherfucker.
And then this past weekend, I'm like, yeah, I need a.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, I'm not doing great, but I think I'm doing okay.
So it's crash diet time is what you're saying.
Pretty much. It's just like a liquid diet. So okay. I'm probably going to take these Topo Chicos home.
Hey.
That's going to turn to my liquid bitter. Diet. It's going to turn to my... I drink my food, bro.
Yes.
Yeah. I can't even fucking say just kidding at the end of it.
Because it might happen.
It might actually really happen.
All right, but we appreciate y'all for listening to this.
Yeah, thank you.
Listening to us ramble on. Bro, what?
Yeah, we apologize for not posting last week, but we back.
We back. We appreciate y'all. This was episode 94.
Oh.
We're getting up there, bro. We're almost at that 100, bro. We're going to do something.
We got to do
100 is going to be on video. And if we can't get it on video, dude, then we're not doing 100. I'm sorry.
No?
We can only do it on video.
All right.
The fans deserve it, Gio. The fans deserve it.
Bro, we just saw all of our fans on Friday.
I know. All 12 of you guys, y'all deserve that shit. And you know what, man? Fuck it. Peanut butter drizzle on nipples. Let's do it.
Yay.
Yay. Love you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in once again. Be safe. I hope you were not one of the 6 that were injured in the tornado recently. Which, oh, by the way, yeah. Bro, I drove through that.
That's crazy. What?
You know the tornado yesterday? Okay. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
In Naperville and where was it? I don't know. Anyways, I was at a wedding in Downers Grove.
Oh, okay.
And I was on the tollway, like, right when it was happening. And everybody was, like, pulled over under bridges and shit. And I was just like, nah, we'll be all right. So we just kept driving. Bro, the winds were hardcore. And they were like, are you sure we should keep driving? I was like, ah, pretty sure we're good. There's no tornadoes. Tornado warnings, sure. But actual tornadoes, probably not.
They're like, have you checked the rear view mirror?
Yeah, dude, literally, bro. Like, I looked at where the tornadoes were, and we were, like, right by there.
Oh,
like,
shit.
When I saw that today, I was like, yeah, maybe we should have pulled over. But we're still alive, so we're good.
Yeah, I mean, you pull over and you wait for it to come to you, or you just keep driving away from it, right? I would probably try driving.
Bro, I was on the tollway, and, like, there was, like, 4 or 5 squad cars, like, cops, all pulled over and, like, under the bridge.
No shit.
Like, seeking shelter and shit with their lights on. And I was like, pussies. I just drove by, and I was like, pussies. Even though I would have fucking died, bro, if that shit popped out.
Yeah, they're as you're probably driving by, I'm like, pussies are probably like, moron.
Oh, man.
That's hilarious. That's cool, though. I'm glad to hear that you're good, bro. I'm glad to hear you're safe.
Yeah, bro. That was the scariest thing since Chance the Snapper, dude. You remember that shit?
What? What the fuck is that?
You don't know what Chance the Snapper is?
No.
Bro, somebody released a fucking alligator into fucking Humboldt Park.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Yeah,
yeah, they named it Chance the Snapper, dude.
They named it Chance the Snapper. Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
This fucking Chicago history lesson.
I just always remember the memes of it being like, dude, that's Aladdin King fucking crying.
Yeah, bro, you don't fuck with that croc, bro. Dude, that croc got fucking black Air Forces on, dog. You ain't fucking with that croc.
That croc had black Air Forces on and a gold grill, bro.
Yep, nope.
You don't touch that croc, bro. All
right, we appreciate y'all. Have a good night. Good morning.
Good afternoon. Dinner.
Love y'all.
Later.
Peace.